My daily shipside job, aside from cleaning, was servicing electronic equipment under the close supervision of Padre Migliaccio, the section leader of the first section, exactly as I used to work under Carl's eye. Drops didn't happen too often, and everybody worked every day. If a man didn't have any other talent, he could always scrub bulkheads. Nothing was ever quite clean enough to suit Sergeant Jalal. We followed the MI rule. Everybody fights, everybody works. Our first cook was Johnson, the second section sergeant, a big friendly boy from Georgia, the one in the Western Hemisphere, not the other one, and a very talented chef. He wheedled pretty well, too. He liked to eat between meals himself and saw no reason why other people shouldn't. With the padre leading one section and the cook leading the other, we were well taken care of, body and soul. But suppose one of them bought it. Which one would you pick? A nice point that we never tried to settle, but could always discuss. The Roger Young kept busy, and we made a number of drops, all different. Every drop has to be different so that they never can figure out a pattern on you. But no more pitched battles. We operated alone, patrolling, harrying, and raiding. The truth was that the Terran Federation was not then able to mount a large battle. The foul-up with Operation Bughouse had cost too many ships, way too many trained men. It was necessary to take time to heal up, train more men. In the meantime, small, fast ships, among them the Roger Young and other corvette transports, tried to be everywhere at once, keeping the enemy off balance, hurting him and running. We suffered casualties and filled our holes when we returned to Sanctuary for more capsules. I still got the shakes every drop, but actual drops didn't happen too often, nor were we ever down long. And between times, there were days and days of shipboard life among the roughnecks. It was the happiest period of my life, although I was never quite consciously aware of it. I did my full share of beefing just as everybody else did, and enjoyed that too. We weren't really hurt until the lieutenant bought it. I guess that was the worst time in all my life. I was already in bad shape for a personal reason. My mother had been in Buenos Aires when the bugs smeared it. I found out about it one time when we put in at Sanctuary for more capsules, and some mail caught up with us. A note from my Aunt Eleonora, one that had not been coded and sent fast because she had failed to mark for that. The letter itself came. It was about three bitter lines.